Well, now, when you'd slaughter it, now, that meat that would be between the ham and the shoulder part.
That was the middling.
And now, before you smoked it or cured it or anything, it'd be called the middling. Now, mm-hmm. after you cured it, what would you call it?
Just still call it the middling, or bacon. It's called bacon after it's cured out, but it's still its middling meat.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd slice it up, and that'd be what your bacon would be. Now that crusty part on the edge it doesn't come on the bacon anymore. Of course, I guess they cut it off, but they used to have the that edge on there that'd be crusty. What would you call that? On the bacon, you know.
On the bacon?
Yeah, on the outside part. Of course, nowadays.
Well, it could be the skin if they sliced it. The rind.
Mm-hmm.
Of
course, they don't have that. It comes already cut off of it, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah, I just don't know. I never bought enough of it even to know.
And, now.
I don't like bacon, and I just never buy it.
Well, now, what about the kind of hog meat that's ground up and it's got little, like pepper thing in it, you know.
It's sausage.
And now the a person who makes their living like selling meat would be called who grinds up and cuts it and all that and makes their living at it. It's called a
butcher.
Yeah. And now if you keep meat too long and it starts smelling bad, you say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Now,
or tainted.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, after you butcher a hog, what would they make with the meat in the head? Did they ever make that?
Made head cheese.
Oh, yeah. Well, is that the same thing as souse?
Mm-hmm.
And just all
same thing.
That's all the.
But when you buy it out of the stores, it's called head cheese.
Uh-huh.
I buy it once in a while. I don't care too much about it, but mm-hmm. sometimes I buy.
Well, did people used to call it? In earlier days, call it souse more often.
It's called souse.
And have you ever had anything that was made with the liver, like the hog liver, and it was cooked and then ground up? Anything like that?
No, I never did fix liver that way. I always just fried it.
Did you ever heard of liver pudding?
Uh-uh.
Call something like that?
I never hear that.
But I heard a butcher where I shop back in Georgia had something. I'd asked him what it was, and he told me it was called liver pudding, and I never heard of it. He said
I never heard of it.
Ground up hog meat, and I bought some of it. It had sage and all this. It was delicious. It was real good.
Oh, well, I like liver any way you fix it that I've ever eaten.
I love this. This was delicious. You know that little meat market there. Did they ever make anything like the juice out of the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and make cook it?
I never seen none of my folks ever fix it that way.
Now, if you suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good anymore, how would you describe that condition that it was in when it?
Well, he's called it old.
And
it's
did you
not good, and people won't use it. And I never would actually got to taste it old, because I never did eat but awful little butter anyway, and never cared for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about that thick sour milk that you keep that people would have? It had lumps in it.
Buttermilk.
And buttermilk, or did sometimes they call it clabber milk?
Clabber milk, there's a difference in it and buttermilk.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the difference?
The buttermilk, you churn it up and make it real fine, and the clabber's just big old hard curds.
Still got the curdles in it. Well, now that kind of cheese that they make from